Langley and the Lower Mainland are soon to host professional championship basketball in August, the CEBL Championship Weekend coming to the Langley Event Center, the home of the Vancouver Bandits. Part of this year's weekend in the basketball celebrations in BC, the Vancouver Bandits are hosting and putting together a new basketball tournament they're dubbing the 3-on-3 Clutch Tournament. The tournament will have teams of 3s and 4s with multiple divisions across different age groups and levels of play, all playing on half courts. Andrew Savory, communications manager and coordinator for the Vancouver Bandits, said that the idea for 3-on-3 Clutch stems from the importance of showcasing the difference in technique and development that 3-on-3 basketball has, as well as building off the growth it has seen after its first appearance as an Olympic sport at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, an already popular style of basketball across Europe and Asia.
Well, for us, it was really important to showcase the sport of 3-on-3 basketball because, much like basketball, which is already fast-growing in its own right within that 5-on-5 format, 3-on-3 basketball was actually recently introduced for the first time ever as an Olympic sport at the Tokyo Olympic Games. It's a game that's attributed to development. What I mean by that is similar to like 3-on-3 basketball or pickleball or baseball when you're hitting off a tee. It allows you to have more touches on the ball. It requires less space as a half court. And with only 3 people on the court, every player gets more touches on that ball, which allows for faster development, more participation, inclusion, and accessibility when it comes to only using half a court versus a full court. So that's why it's really being pushed by Canada Basketball at the national level to have more 3-on-3 tournaments, because if you went to Europe, 3-on-3 basketball is actually a festival. There's outdoor activations, there's vendors, there's music playing. They'll host in the old districts, some of these historic towns. And so North America is actually a little bit behind when it comes to hosting 3-on-3 events. So we as the Vancouver Bandits, as one of the 10 CBL teams said, and there's a great opportunity to get youth as young as 9 and adults of regardless of age or gender, boys, girls, men, women can all participate to host this tournament during a period in time in which we're also hosting the playoffs, which just gives another dimension to that playoff weekend known as Championship Weekend.
Savory adds that the Clutch Tournament is another way of showcasing the basketball community in the Fraser Valley and the Lower Mainland that the organization knows is around their home court, but just needs that little bit of encouragement to come out of its own woodwork.
Someone who moved from Ontario to BC, that there's just as much basketball being played in BC as there is in hotbeds like the Greater Toronto Area of Ontario, where a lot of Canadians believe to be kind of that epicenter of basketball. But I would argue your Tri-Cities, your Langley, Surrey, your Eastern Fraser Valley, Metro Vancouver, it's just as much of a hotbed. You just have to turn over the rock and look for it. And as someone who's come from growing up in Toronto and moving to British Columbia, it's been such an awesome experience to see that. And I think the Vancouver Bandits just want to spotlight that because we know it's here. We know how many clubs there are. We know how many not-for-profit basketball associations there are. We have some great universities that recruit these players annually. And when you host a 3-on-3 tournament like that, you get alumni university players a chance to keep playing and extending their careers, make new friends and network accordingly. And then you get the young athletes coming up to have another opportunity to play in the summer outside of school in a low cost and barrier and very accessible to enter tournament. So that's why we wanted to design it with a community look and feel, because the players are here. You just have to give them the platform to play. Yeah, we have about 30 teams registered right now across all divisions. We have a maximum capacity knowing that we have 3 full courts, which divides into upwards of 6 half courts. So we'll have to manage that scheduling. But all teams are guaranteed a certain number of games. And they're also given a game ticket to attend that Friday night conference finals doubleheader, the second of which will feature the Bandits, of course, as the Western Conference finalist. So there's a good value proposition to come to the game on the Friday night and then participate in the tournament the next day, which will give you multiple games of play, not just one. So good opportunity for everyone to be involved and watch some basketball as well. It is an annual ambition, multiple tournaments annually, not just one. Whether multiple is 2 or 3, it depends on the site where we host those. You need to have access to multiple full court spaces. But our hope is that we can expand it beyond the Lower Mainland, where each year you have at least one tournament that occurs locally. I think U of V has a great number of facilities. It's something where U of V, multiple gyms, they have the Cascades across multiple different athletic disciplines participating there, and it's definitely ready for a tournament such as 3-on-3 Clutch, and that's something that we would consider our own backyard.
The first 3-on-3 Clutch tournament would take place on August 12th as part of the CEBL Championship festivities. If you and your crew want to sign up for the Clutch tournament, you can go to the Vancouver Bandits website, thebandits.ca. This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the local stories across the nation. For this and more stories like it, go to canada-info.ca.